Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think all the guys are working really hard to get back. I can tell you that. So we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys per se. And I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Jeremy, you pointed out, that's John Harbaugh from yesterday's post-practice press conference. You pointed out that a week ago or so, his tone was a lot different on Lamar's return than it was yesterday.
It felt like it, yeah. And clearly when he's like, yeah, we expect him back, you know, after
he was bullish before.
Yeah, it's just, and I think we all took it as a foregone conclusion. And then his comments yesterday gave me pause. And again, I don't know if it's gamesmanship, not want to give out any information, but he didn't practice yesterday. And I guess we have until Wednesday to kind of look at it, because with this team, and I would assume unless it's Lamar, if you don't practice at the end of the week, you ain't playing on Sunday usually. So we'll have to see what happens. Maybe he's back at practice. I mean,
do we know if he was even in the building?
I know. I mean, maybe you guys heard something. I mean, I thought, out of it yesterday.
I thought conspicuous by its absence, there was no injury report sent yesterday. And Joe, you confirmed that, right? You got no injury report either?
I didn't see one, but I don't know if they have to do one on Monday.
When does it have to come out? Wednesday or Tuesday?
Yeah, I think the first one of the week is Wednesday. So Okay. Technically, you don't have to.
All right. So maybe technically he didn't have to be there yesterday.
Yeah, and anything they technically don't have to do,
they technically
ain't
don't do.
Yeah, but like again, so here are the Bears on a 4-game winning streak for them?
Yeah.
And they're 6.5-point underdogs of the Ravens. So the expectation is with Lamar's line, playing. Lamar's playing.
Because maybe. You don't think Cooper Rush would have a 6?
Maybe Snoop. He's a Pro Bowl MVP.
Maybe if John Harbaugh employs the strategy of playing both.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Man, you got him.
That got him.
They got to prepare for both of them.
Yeah. Like, both of them are going to be on the sidelines talking to John Harbaugh. And, wait a minute, I'm just...
But what if we tell them Lamar is playing?
That never happens. Both of them on the sidelines talking to a coach, and you don't know which one's coming in.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one comes in. They stink. They ain't good.
The defense is thinking, do we get Snoop? Do we get Rush?
How about the criticism of Monken here recently?
Yeah.
We're going to get to it, but like, that's not something I was expecting. At all. Especially after the way the year went last year.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I got a reliable source.
Oh, do you? Oh, do you? You talking to the same guy O'Shaughnessy did?
I know, honestly, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Tailgoat, it was last week, I talked to a former player, offensive player, didn't play for Todd Monken, but former offensive player, who said, no one's talking about the offense. They're only criticizing the defense, and they should, but the offense is still leaving a lot of meat on the bone. I said, dude, they scored 40 points in the first game. He said they should have scored 50.
Okay.
I said, really? He said, yeah, they're leaving a lot of meat on the bones. And I thought it was odd. And then after that, this is the first one that I heard that got out complaining about this. But it's not the first time I've heard it.
Okay. I mean, look.
Personally, I got no beef, but I'm not in practice.
Yeah, I mean, look, the offense hasn't looked good, but it's also hasn't looked good with Lamar in there. But to the person you talked to's point, it's like, can it be better? Are we leaving more out there? Is there meat on the bone?
He said it was almost as if they said, okay, we score 40, let's go, and not rushing to score 50. They should have still kept the pedal on the gas, or the foot on the pedal.
I mean, it's nice to see that the Ravens aren't the only one doing it with the Giants giving up, what was it, 33 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, you start comparing yourself to the Giants.
No, I'm just saying, like, you had a huge lead. It's just more about, like, if Jackson Dart doesn't throw that interception when they're trying to run out the clock, it's like, what was that?
You know, why are you throwing right there?
But by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, Jackson Dart playing only, what, four games now and start missing the first couple games of the season, he is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. He's looked good.
He looked very good. I told you, I liked him. Yeah. I liked him. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning, man?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's gamesmanship by Harbaugh. You know, you can't really get anything out of him anyway. He only going to tell you as much as he had to. So I hope it's just gamesmanship. I think that's what it is. I think Lamar is probably going to be playing.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that's what this is. But again, like, until we see him out there, I think some people are going to question it. Because this isn't an injury where they'll give you a timeline. But remember, they were saying week to week before the bye.
I don't think John Harbaugh at this point will hold Lamar out for gamesmanship. If he's not practicing yesterday, either he wasn't cleared or they just gave him another day. I don't think it's really gamesmanship. I don't think he's trying to fool the Bears.
Maybe if they're giving him a couple more days and he comes in on Wednesday just to be safe.
I don't think he's trying to fool the – I don't agree with the gamesmanship part. I just think for some reason they just held him out yesterday. He's trying to fool the Bears. He needs to get on the field. Rosedale, Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Yes, sir.
If the Ravens make a trade, who are they most likely to trade? Mark Andrews or Keith Mitchell or someone else? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day. I don't want to go with the someone else because it seems like I'm bailing out. I'm going to go with Keith Mitchell over Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I would say that too. Yeah. I don't know what you get for a Keith Mitchell, but if you're looking at it, there are teams that are desperate right now. You know, if you – I think Kareem Hunt came back in the game, right? It looked bad with his ankle. But again, you don't know which team's going to lose somebody. The Chargers have lost all their running backs, and they're starting Vidal Sassoon. So if
you
don't
look good, you don't look good.
Yeah, see?
This is what Zay Flowers had to say about Lamar's injury status.
I don't really know the situation, if I'm being honest. But if he is, we'll be ready to go.
If he isn't, you need to be ready to go.
Once again, Jeremy, doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like gamesmanship to me.
No.
I'm with Mike, though. I'm hoping that it is. I agree with Mike in this. I hope it's gamesmanship. I just don't feel like it is.
Yeah, and again, like, listening to Harbaugh's press conference, he does seem a little weathered this season.
Yeah,
you can expect that.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it's been a rough year for someone that's not accustomed to having a season start like this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.